This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection Show, where we believe we can communicate with all animals. Join us as we explore the 33 principles and healing methods of the human-animal connection. As animal lovers, we know that you share our commitment to making the world a kinder place for all creatures. Together, let's embrace the transformative healing power of the human-animal connection.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Human Animal Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Jeannie Joseph, and I'm the Executive Director of the Human Animal Connection. And today I am delighted to speak with Jesse Sternberg, and he's the author of a couple of books. One is called Enlightened Dog Training, Become the Peaceful Alpha Your Dog Needs and Respects. So he is the creator of the Peaceful Alpha Method, where dog training becomes soul work. Ooh, sounds good to me. Hi, Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeannie. I love that intro. Thank you.
Yeah, it's so great because for so long, dog training has been about how can I make my dog do something I want him or her to do instead of, you know, what does my dog want? How can we meet in the middle between what I want and what my dog wants? So tell me what you mean by the Peaceful Alpha Method.
Yeah, well, exactly that is a framework for people who vibe with that, with what you just said.
Yeah.
It's basically is the result of my journey and how I got to be able to develop these great, calm, obedient dogs using my techniques, which is basically honoring their language, their calming language.
Yeah.
Also behaving like their father teacher.
Okay. So giving them that sense of authority, but there's a gentleness, there's a peacefulness to it versus authority from dominance or fear-based techniques.
Yeah. Well, I could care less about, you know, getting them to do behaviors. That's not what's motivating me. What's motivating me is teaching them how to make decisions so that they can have ultimate freedom. So they can have the freest, you know, life that they can live, the most peace, the most fun. So I have to teach them skills.
Yeah, yeah.
And
That's really, you know, that's, I love that you said that because I think so often dogs that share lives with humans have lost a lot of freedoms because they have to be on leashes in the world and they have to do, you know, there's just a lot of ways in which they have to conform to our routines, and some of it is the law and we understand it. Some of it is protection. But on the other hand, what if dogs could make choices more often? Wouldn't that be good?
Well, that's exactly what motivates me. I think that like that would be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That dog.
Yeah. I mean, they still need a kind of being who is making good decisions, you know, like picking the right dog food. Or whatever.
They need a steward. They need a guardian because it's not their world.
It's not their world.
And actually, so I'm a little passionate about this next point, which is, you know, it's one thing to like want them to be able to make their own choices and mm-hmm. live their best life. But how can they, it would be chaotic to them if they had that freedom.
Right. Isn't that interesting? It's kind of like little kids, you know, they need a certain structure so that they can enjoy freedom within it. But if there's no structure, it can be very, you know, confusing. It can be very chaotic. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jesse, give us an example of providing a framework of structure with a degree of freedom with a dog. Give us an example.
What does it look like if you're a dog owner when guests come over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's always that excitement factor at the front door.
Yeah.
And so freedom would be just letting your dog do whatever it wants.
Right.
Okay.
And we've all been there, seen that, visited those people.
Many of us have chosen that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then the flip side is, well, okay, well, what do you want me to do? Leash my dog? Put my dog in a cage? Where's the middle ground?
Right.
Where there's a little bit of structure around that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just open the door. Guests can come in and the dog just kind of looks and just kind of stands still and, you know, is free in that moment, to enjoy that whole moment, you know, and isn't creating chaos, but is actually part of the harmony.
Yeah. So are you someone that like says the dog should be sitting before you open the door, or what is your...
I was explaining that I mentioned that because I don't care about the behavior. I care about the emotion. If the emotion of the dog is calm.
Okay.
And connected to me.
Yes.
Looking to me for guidance. What are we, hey boss, what are we doing in this moment? Then I'm okay with them doing anything from standing still, sitting down, laying down with their head down, being in a certain distance away from whatever the action is, a respectful distance. I'm okay with them wagging their tail and being all excited and, you know, enjoying the space with us. But where I'm not okay, where I have a boundary, is I don't like when I have to intervene with you. I have a way, and I teach people a way, and this is what my books are all about. This is what being the peaceful alpha is yes, there really is an alpha, and no, we're not just going to be dominating them. Yes, we're going to be that divine teacher, that divine hand in our dog's life, so that most dogs don't have the emotional capacity to stand still when they're excited.
This is fascinating that instead of looking at what behavior do we want at the door, we're looking at what emotion do we want at the door. And a calm emotion is going to produce calm behavior. And, you know,
calm choices.
Yeah, calm choices. Yeah. So, you know, it's simple, but it's revolutionary in terms of the way thinking has been in the past, which is get your dog to do XYZ behavior or stop your dog from doing XYZ behavior.
And there's a tension in that hunting it. Hey,
great.
I want you to sit and now I'm tense. So it's like this, my friends, this is a whole, that's why it's soulful, is because it's a deeper level.
Yeah. It's so respectful, you know, to think in terms of not obey commands, but to engage around emotions of if I'm calm and the dog is looking to me, it's, oh, she's calm. I guess this person coming through the door is an okay person.
Well, that's the best part about this work for me, is it's been a journey in bettering myself, because you cannot fake your dog's respect for you.
Okay.
It's all about all your moments that are stacked and how present you've been.
Right. 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 So I know, like, when that doorbell goes, you know, I feel it. It's like, you know, they're going to go, I've got three dogs. Already, I'm not yet calm before. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, okay, how's this going to go?
Well, okay, so this, I teach people about this angle called the forbidden angle.
Okay.
And alphas understand this angle. Better alphas that have earned the right to lead their community. The community has chosen them to protect for them and to provide them and to keep everybody calm and safe. He understands this angle because this angle is the confrontational angle.
So explain what it is. What is this angle?
Direct. It's a way that you go into a direct eye contact. The angle itself is like geometrically, it's like, you know, the head, one head to the next head. Eyes, looking at eyes, but how the body is positioned on it, the flow of the movement on it, the honoring of that angle, you know, for 10 actions before you get on the angle, there's so much baked into it. The calming signals that are dancing around these pre-movements. Okay, well, the alpha always wins. The alpha always controls it. The best alphas always do that with least amount of surprise, force, maximum harmony. They do it for the right reasons. So that's a little conversation that you can have at the door, because the door is significant. That's why dogs get excited. So you do a door claim with the forbidden angle, and you look for your dog to have those calming signal responses where they stand still, sit down, lay down.
Fascinating, you know, because as I mentioned, I have three dogs, and the most recent dog we adopted was in a house with 12 other dogs, Yeah, his name is Harry. And in that household, he was literally the bottom of the totem pole. So 11 of the dogs had more alphaness than he did. And in our house, he's the alpha, which is so interesting. So one of the things that I watch is that sometimes with a look, he'll tell the other dogs, no, you can't have Jeannie right now. Jeannie's mine. Okay. Just with a look, and they get it.
My turn.
Right.
He's using that look, that angle, and you're the prize.
I'm the prize, yeah. And it's so interesting to watch because it's instant, it's peaceful, it's clear, it's not aggressive. You know, I mean, it's just a statement of fact. This is my person now.
It is. And what's cool about my work is it's a statement of fact, but it can be accepted or not accepted. And most of the time it's negotiated. Negotiated with a whole other variety of actions that are called calming signals.
Okay. Okay.
So when this dog does the look, it will be accepted because a blink will be made. Because a look away will be made, because a paw gets raised. And that is what's so cool is, what if you knew how to do that with your dog?
Yeah, that would be.
And you can. Yeah. And that's what my new book is. The emphasis of my new book is teaching people how to do that.
Your new book is called... Deeper Than You Think, How Dogs Communicate Using Calming Signals, Angles, and Emotions. So, yeah, that's your new book. Well, we're going to take a short little break. When we come back, I want to hear some of your stories about working with animals and applying these peaceful alpha methods. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You know the expression, cats have 9 lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Hey friends, if you like what you're hearing and want to learn more, check out Dr. Joseph's book, The Human-Animal Connection, Deepening Relationships with Animals and Ourselves. Or visit the website, thehumananimalconnection.org, to book an online consultation. Thank you for loving animals. Now back to the show.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Human-Animal Connection. My host is Jesse Sternberg, and he's the author of Enlightened Dog Training, How to Become the Peaceful Alpha Your Dog Needs and Respects. So, Jesse, we were just talking on the break about a wonderful story, and I said, don't tell me now, because I've got to tell everyone that story. So I really want to hear that story. You were out with your dog, and as often happens, another person with their dog, and they want to meet. So what happened?
Okay, so yeah, this is actually like a viral video. It's pinned to my Instagram. It's got about 10 million views, and it's just mind-boggling. I caught a little footage and a conversation. But it's basically this little 10-pound black dog chugging like a steamboat toward the owner, not really asking, but sort of telling, can we meet you? Well, yes, you can. I have a 100-pound guard dog. He's unneutered. He's not fully trained. He's young. And he'll want to discipline that dog.
Oh.
Not to mention, what would it look like if the roles were reversed? So they don't really know that they're meeting me, and my life's work is about this angle that they're walking towards me on. And that's why it's chaotic for their dog in the first place.
Yes.
So I've already moved off the sidewalk, off of this angle.
Okay.
I start signaling calm vibes to the dog that's coming at us and my dog. And they're approaching. I say, sure, we can approach. Let me approach you. Uh-huh. And I, because it's a calming signal to come around another dog in an arc.
All right. So to come in a side angle, like 45 degrees or something. Yeah.
40 degrees and actually to go past the body and offer like a side of your body for it to sniff.
Yes.
Basically the opposite of going head to head.
Right. Everything, anything but head to head.
This is what they do. Back at off-leash dog park, this is what they would do if they weren't tied to a rope being walked a straight line.
Right.
So they feel like they have all their defenses. They can get away. Well, this little black dog doesn't necessarily, is not approaching with social etiquette. The video starts. It's like no socialized dog would approach this way.
Right.
It's quite controversial because I edited it in a way where they could care less about the dog choking, and they just wanted to get to breakfast, and they just, you know, they saw my dog, they just wanted to come over and see my dog. And there's that soulful layer to it, which was missing from that side. And so it blew up with comments where that's where the world is right now. Half the world is here.
Right.
Like seeing the depth and the layers, and the other half, they're just, you know, they're in their ego and they've never tasted more.
Uh-huh. So what actually happened? So you moved, you went 45 degrees to the side, you passed the dog. What happened next?
We went past, they had a little nose kiss. Okay, both dogs were not standing calm. My dog didn't make the decision to just stand calm with the leash loose. The way I would describe it, as the boundary I want at the front door. He was so interested in the commotion that was going on with this little dog. So, you know, in a microsecond later, I just made a leadership decision. I'm like, all right, Bubba, leave it and heal. And he did.
Okay.
Filmed it. That's what's on footage. The point of controversy is I offered a training tip because I was recording this for my channel.
Right.
And, you know, try to hold the leash. I told her how to hold the leash and she didn't ask me for advice.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
Okay.
I can pay for some drama.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, yeah, definitely. Well, dogs are communicating all the time. And as healthy dogs, so well-socialized dogs are going to accurately read the signals and the cues and the calming signals and the, okay, we can be friends signals. But if the humans are missing the signals, we can override what the dogs would do well with, right? Is that kind of...
That's what I believe that too, is I believe I'm always making a signal, like every moment. So as the dog approached us I'm already off to the side. I'm already different. I already have made a different action and I have my dog on the outside of me. So I'm already reflecting that I have some control. I have my dog standing still with the leash loose. I'm demonstrating I have my dog with me in some harmony and we're being respectful to the path that you're walking on.
Yeah, yeah.
That got missed by the owners, didn't get missed by the dog.
Okay.
Brought the dog down from a 99 to a 75.
Okay, which is, you know, can make all the difference in the world.
Which is also why my dog didn't have to correct it.
Uh-huh, yeah. So what are some of the ways that... dogs do correct that's healthy, harmonious corrections. We know unharmonious, but what's a harmonious correction? What's an example?
Harmonious correction is confrontation.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a confrontation, and then there's a quick, efficient confrontation.
Uh-huh.
There's instant peace.
Oh, okay. This is wonderful. Okay, so the goal is not to have zero confrontation, it's to have confrontation that's quick and efficient.
Its goal is peace.
Ace.
For the pack, okay? And so when you're saying you have three dogs at the door, let's reframe that. You have one pack and you have one lead dog that you need to talk to.
Okay.
And when you talk to the lead dog in the right way, the others are already in line.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, fortunately, my dogs they're just in a massive excitement. There's nothing bad and aggressive, but.
My point being is like all dogs want to be in a harmonious state with one another. They're not at the dog park being a bunch of me's and you's.
Wow.
They're being a we. And if there's a harmony without a sheriff, that's fine. But sometimes, often there's a sheriff.
Okay.
And when you step into, wait till you step into that role and you become that sheriff, because there's always a dog that's saying, I don't like this.
Ah.
Well, that's, I mean, you earn what, you know, the respect you earned from that dog.
Uh-huh.
It can feel easy resting because you're in the room.
Okay.
It knows the puppy won't jump on him.
Uh-huh.
He's following me. It's like, there's a guardian. It's like being a guardian is more than just having, asking for behaviors.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's you know, it's so, I wish we humans could be we like dogs. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? And if there was a good sheriff who could, like, you know, help when things go amiss, but
journey of the book, becoming the peaceful lover, is you become that in that state.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get into that state with your dog.
I like that. Yeah.
And you are the one. You then become the one.
Uh-huh.
That is
yeah.
Okay. Because wherever you end up going, you can use the signals. And you can influence harmonious states. You can use the signals to an aggressive person and deflate their aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. Yeah. So that, and you know, so much of this is so fast and so instant, and obviously without words in the dog world, it's body language, it's their positioning,
it's their inner language plus the emotion that they're feeling.
Okay.
And free language on the forbidden angle intensifies the emotion, and the body language and the signals off of the calming signals, they're all dancing off of this forbidden angle because they are soothing the emotions.
Yeah. Wow, this is wonderful.
Basic emotions. Just want to clarify that. Emotions of like, oh, I'm stressed. Oh, something sketchy is happening in the room right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is interesting because I have to give a guest talk at the University Veterinary School, and I would love to be able to teach them about this angle thing because this would be really helpful.
Oh.
There. Yeah.
This is like, this is my favorite topic. This is chapter one of my new book. It's The Forbidden Angle.
The Forbidden Angle. Okay.
And I give that chapter away for free from my website.
That's great. Well, tell people how they can get a hold of you and this website and this chapter and read about the forbidden angle.
Very easy, peacefulalpha.com.
That is wonderful. All right. Well, do you have one last story to leave our audience with to inspire them to learn how to better read their dog's signals?
I think that when I grew up, what I desperately wanted to know how to do was just talk to my dog.
Yeah.
Communicate with them and for it not to be pretend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it blew my mind when I realized that they communicate to each other. And when I had the epiphany about seeing it happening with 25 dogs all at once in real time and getting a spiritual download about it in my dog daycare scenario, where I would often meditate and watch 40, 50 dogs for a long durations, just being in the flow with them and studying all the different dog training methods. There was one method. What stuck with me was this woman, Turid Rugis, pioneer of the calming signals, and then her alter ego, Caesar Milan. And both of them were into the body language, but at different ends of the string.
Yes.
And neither of them really showed me how they could coexist. And that's what the peaceful alpha embodies, is that power, but the wisdom and the restraint to not need to flex it.
Yeah.
And so the conversations are really simple. It's just about having them. And you can actually have them and know they're not in English, but they're with actions.
Mm-hmm.
They're with actions. They're with, you know, it's so basic, but it's the context and it's the situational awareness, which is what
it's
about. Cult for me, it's been about how can I cultivate more situational awareness, because I see what I get when I have it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing when we're here versus being in our heads or, you know, thinking about something else, and things go kind of haywire with the animals when we're not really here. Yeah.
Yeah. They're your mirror. When it's haywire, where am I?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know, like when I'm, you know, if I'm feeling a little rushed and kind of rushing around getting ready to leave, and they just look at me like, who is this person?
Yeah, I don't like it when you rush around like that.
Yeah, great. Well, wonderful. Well, I've been speaking with Jesse Sternberg, and he's the author of several books, including Enlightened Dog Training. And Jesse, they can reach you at peacefulalpha.com. Do you do remote training also? Or
yeah, I got courses. I got little mini coaching one-on-ones. I've got a couple of different ways. You can just email me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us on the Human Animal Connection. We'll talk to you soon. And thank you all for listening. See you next show. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning into the Human Animal Connection show. Please visit our website, thehumananimalconnection.org. There you can sign up for our free email newsletter, book a consultation, or check out our blogs and resources. Our best-selling book, The Human Animal Connection, is available on Amazon. And your donation of any amount keeps our nonprofit organization providing life-changing services.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.